week, Solidarity Bricky Team listener, when after reporting last week on a technological miracle, pre-AI, those surveillance cameras at Melbourne Uni, privacy advocates were assured could not identify individuals, have so self-transmogrified they are being used to identify students opposed to slaughter, genocide and destruction for suspension and expulsion, threatening, for instance, the university's close ties with the merchants of death whose merchandise is doing the slaughter and genocide and destruction. It must be a miracle, we explained, else the Vice-Chancellor and the board would have been, heaven forbid, lying. Well, this week, just to show they care equally for their staff as they do for the naughty, naughty students, the Tertiary Education Union described their treatment of junior staff in particular as industrial-scale wage theft, as if caring employers who would never would be common thieves. 380 million of common thieves, according to the Evil Union. For goodness sake, doesn't the union understand someone has to pay for those miracle cameras? Well, with the blanket coverage of US, of the UN, of the US, of the world politics, or what passes as politics, the slaughter, genocide and destruction has fallen off the radar, although we have discovered that Hamas has infiltrated every single building that is still standing in Gaza, as Zion killed at least 90 people in one shelter because it knew an Hamas official was in there, then couldn't confirm if he was in there or not after they murdered 90 people. But in the most breathtaking comment, Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, said it was time to increase the slaughter, genocide and destruction. Like, they haven't been murdering, destroying hard enough. And as Hamas agrees to the peace process drawn up by the US of and Zion, Benjamin keeps finding reasons why Zion can't agree with its own proposal, and the US of tells us the hiatus is down 100% to evil Hamas. The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin did squeeze one report in yesterday amid the blanket trample the poor coverage. A US of human rights report telling us how evil Hamas is. Report details Hamas crimes, it headlined. Thankfully, Lord Rupert knows who to blame. The word crime has never been applied to Zion. Apparently, the increasing daily slaughter, genocide and destruction is so routine, it's not worth reporting at all. In a display of social awareness and compassion, the Minister for Fossils, Chris Bowen, the Capital, said he knew people were doing it tough and came up with the answer. I call on retailers to pass on reduced cost to customers where they can. That should see bills plummeting spectacularly. Or would, if there were reduced costs. But sadly, the privatised and therefore super-efficient utility companies point out reluctantly, reduced costs are forever soaring due to socialist policies and the greed of lazy, avaricious workers. And anyway, those socialist policies are a disastrous threat to the economy, a warning from one of True Blue Aussie's greatest gifts to US of the UN of the US of the world citizenship, the aforementioned Lord Rupert of Wapping himself, celebrating 60 years of his reactionary broadsheet, the True Blue trading with the big red True Blue Aussie up the top. Interviewed by one of his own lackeys, fearless heroes of the Fourth Estate for his Skyline pay TV medium of editorial balance. What generosity to still advise True Blue Aussie from afar with wise, wise words. True Blue Aussie, he warned, is on the wrong track on climate change and energy issues. Untold damage to the national economy in pursuit of net zero. There will be serious consequences as True Blue Aussie pivots toward renewables and reduces its reliance on fossils. Interesting that True Blue Aussies who believe there is such a thing as climate change also think True Blue Aussies' climate and energy policies are a disaster. Like Lord Rupert, who admits in the interview he is a sceptic. Thank goodness he didn't let that little matter prevent him from proffering his invaluable, dare we say, omniscient advice. And what further broad-mindedness that Lord Rupert the Skeptic allows so much space in his tabloid repositories of truth and balance and objectivity to his usual suspect columnist, who is no climate change, if there is such a thing, skeptic, but an out-and-out denier. Even better news, Lord Rupert didn't restrict his advice to that of which he is sceptical. He told us we must stick close to his home country, the US of. The US of must be our guide, he sage, and thank goodness we didn't need his advice on that one. It already is. Yes, we must stick close to the US of to maintain our strategic advantage in trade, killing and economic strength. And that, despite spending lots of that economic strength on the US of merchants of death. There's no alternative to having a strong, vibrant US of. When his advice is so profound, we can't resent a US of citizen proffering us the benefit of his knowledge. And anyway, he offers it to us every day through his multitude of the truth and nothing but the truth news sources. Oh, and how could we disagree with Lord Rupert's assertion that Ronnie Reagan was the greatest US of big supremo? He said, wait, we win and they lose, and that's exactly what happened. The Soviets fell apart. Yep, he got rid of the commies. Circa 2024, and it's a bit difficult to determine, but there's just a chance he is backing another great big supremo, Donald Trump of the poor, and what's left of Donald's right ear. Even though he's only devoted a few hundred pages, give or take, to Donald this week, a week when a young bloke, young guy, whatever his motive in trying to kill poor, humble, generous Don, has probably fired him back into the White House. Given what currently stands between poor, humble, generous Don and the Oval Office is still mumbling his way through stubborn, unrealistic, ignorant pride. Better qualify that as of Friday when we record this, because things could be moving quickly. And after supremely stupid Trample the Poor judges appointed by Donald declared Donald can break the law to his big heart's content, another Her Honour appointed by Donald declared on that matter of taking lots of stuff home he wasn't supposed to take home, he has no case to answer. Proof that all these charges are a conspiracy by Crooked Joe, the crookedest Crooked Joe ever. Given Donald has nothing but a good word for everyone, Crooked Joe being one of his more benign niceties, even if those good words never constitute what could be called a grammatical sentence, even what passes as English as a grammatical sentence in the US of, it shows how evil are the Democrats that Donald did not, perhaps could not, contradict his supporters, including the deep thinker appointed as his running mate, who declared the shooter was influenced by the cruel, hurtful, vicious rhetoric of Joe Biden Capitol. Donald, whose every utterance is designed to bring people together, as long as they agree with him and share his narcissistic self-idolatry. Wonder if Donald saw the irony that the guy who shot his ear was named Crooks. No, Donald wouldn't know the meaning of the word, of irony, that is. But perhaps there is a reason to support him. His granddaughter told the convention he gives her sweets when her parents aren't looking. That brought on massive acclamation and calls to make the US of great again. Between Donald's right ear and convention euphoria, coupled with Lord Rupert's rival breaking the story, the trade union movement has been saved what would normally be page after page of anti-evil union attacks by Lord Rupert. However, we've probably noticed there has been a bit, like, massive anti-union coverage elsewhere. No satire here, but we can't ignore it in this week that was. There are two aspects to the allegations. Some insisting on union membership, no ticket, no start, safety, other issues, are the business of unions. Most made illegal under the avalanche of anti-union, anti-worker legislation that began with the Howard Reith tying one union hand behind its back in 1996, work choices, then tying both hands behind its back, making illegal the normal everyday activities of trade unions. Good luck to unions challenging those repressive anti-worker laws. But then, if other allegations are correct, including forcing an Indigenous company out of business and the death of a young Indigenous bloke, working closely with some employers to rip off the public purse, private work done at public expense, then that is not the business of unions. And sadly, the allegations do reputational harm to the whole union movement at a time when membership is low, yet their collective struggles are never more essential. I'm sure a similar probe of the giant national and international construction corporations involved in all these public works would reveal massive rip-offs of public money, but that is the way of capitalist corporations, the way of those who are the enemies of workers and unions, class enemies whose very DNA is exploitation and greed. That is not the DNA of the working class and the working class movement. If, repeat, if these allegations are correct, then they have done serious damage to the working class movement. On the other hand, federal and state governments, slow to act on many issues which they should address urgently, wasted no time in joining the baying pack, while denying they knew what we suspect they knew for a long time. Finally, dire and important warning from Danny Held to the Workers' Wood, head of the Productivity for Profit Commission, that increased spending on the so-called care sector, aged care, disability, etc., will lower productivity and pose a threat to the economy, force productive areas to strive to be more productive. Oh, if only workers would listen to such wisdom and pull their fingers out. And I'm sure Daddy Held to is too nice to say it, but there is only one solution. Stop spending money on caring for people. Pour it into productivity that are good for all of us, like, saying, building nuclear submarines or parts for the Zion killing machine. Real progress. Good morning.